Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show. I'm running a little bit late tonight. I got caught up in a bunch of different things. It's incredible. I'm still flabbergasted what I'm seeing. But I had an interesting video sent to me from Ireland today, and it was interesting how coronavirus, I'm saying this specifically, because we're now going from coronavirus to COVID-19. Have you noticed that? They're saying it's the same thing, but I'm just curious. I haven't had a chance to really research to make sure that it is the same thing. But I've noticed we're no longer calling it the coronavirus, but we're calling it COVID-19, which I'm finding a little bit unusual. Because every time they play this game, this word game, it's a subtle change, sort of like an AI impacting the environment and changing the nuances of the linguistics so that you are now thinking in terms of COVID-19 rather than the coronavirus. Now, the coronavirus was explored and experimented with back in 1965. The original coronavirus, not COVID-19, you didn't call it that. And they found that there wasn't one strain of this virus, there was five strains. And they all either affected the upper respiratory or the lower respiratory tract. And there was a common name for this particular coronavirus, the common cold. The common cold. So now you have to wonder, you have to ask this question, you have to consider. They are now talking that the numbers are increasing and the pandemonium that's going on and hysteria is being manipulated like a pro. See, nobody thinks, nobody focuses, nobody pays attention. We are now looking at a seasonal change going across the planet, across the Atlantic and with Europe and North America. We're going from winter to spring, or we hope we are. We had snow tonight here. And if it wasn't even snow, because now we have a coating of oil on the ground. See, makes you wonder that if the corona is being spread by the chemtrails. I put a couple links on there where you can see how viruses can be built and constructed and carry out its paradigm. When we're looking at all this, what killed the Chinese? See, the Italians, if they died, and all these other people, if they died, would have been compromised already in their immune system. So if let's say the bulk of the people that died in Italy were 80 years old, well, their immune systems would have already been compromised. I mean, they're 80 years old, they've been on the planet 80 years, so their immune systems would have been a little worn down, and especially if the chemtrails were sprayed heavily before they enacted the current frequencies or the activation codes to activate this corona in people. What happened in China? Why did so many people just drop? I mean, they just dropped. Whereas the Europeans are walking into a hospital or being carried into a hospital. But the Chinese, the Asians, they just dropped. So it makes you wonder what happened. So when you see a guy running full gallop and having a virus, see, that doesn't add up. Doesn't add up at all. And if you see people just collapsing like a switch has been turned off, this too does not make sense. I had an interesting situation. I was at the grocery store and I was in line. So what they were doing is they were calling us up because we had to be six to 10 feet away from the customer in front of us. So they went to the till, took care of their stuff, and if they used the numerical pad for their debit card or whatever, they supposedly were to wipe it out. Anyway, The guy had come in line. The woman told him to back off because, you know, this is what she did, the same thing with me, because we weren't aware of the rules. So as I'm punching the number, and the guy says, well, you guys clean that, because what if he's infected? If I touch it, I'll be infected. Now, this is how stupid this was. The guy had gloves on. And even if there was an infection, let's say I had some kind of infection, he would have been okay as long as he kept his gloves on. Now, this is the other interesting thing, too, going on. The grocery chains are only allowing a certain number of people in the store to minimize any kind of exposure. But the moment you walk into a store, any store, and somebody sneezes or breathes or takes a breath or whatever, they could be, if they are infected, could in fact release some kind of pathology. Now, we've all had a common cold. We've all been able to function under a common cold. Sometimes we get hit with a cold and it can knock you down for a day. But for the most part, we are able to, you know, function with a cold. So when I look at all that I'm seeing and everything I'm hearing, this coronavirus, they're saying, now this is the interesting, now this is another interesting thing here. Back then, the coronavirus that they were dealing with in 1965, the five different strains, the reason why they called it coronavirus is because it had a crown around the proteins. It was like a containment. So they had known enough about it at the time to know the different various strains, what they affected, what they did, where they got them from. The new and improved COVID-19, or COVID-19, okay, what is that? Who put that there? All of a sudden, we're changing the name from a coronavirus. You know why they're changing the name from the coronavirus? Is because the coronavirus, the people start looking up, they're saying that they're seeing that it's a common cold. So they have to now change its and embellish the new entitlement that they're giving it. Oh, it's COVID-19. It's COVID-19. Corona. Come get your Corona. The Corona banana. COVID-19. I'm mocking this whole thing. We have a liquor control board store here in Ontario. We can't buy alcohol. We can buy beer now in the grocery stores. It only took about 50 years for this to happen. But you can't buy liquor, alcohol in the grocery stores. You have to go to a license board in Ontario. So I go in and I'm in line. I talk to the gal and I said to her, well, this is another one of those fake pandemics. Coronavirus is nothing but a cold. She snipped real quick. Well, there was 80 people in Italy that died. She said, I don't think it was a cold. I beg to differ with you. I said, really? Did they actually die? And I said, go look it up. Go look up the coronavirus. Anyway, I don't know if she will or not. But the interesting thing here is this. The elites are playing this spectacularly. I have to tell you, they have taken the terminology of a common cold, used a scientific name, which then nobody knew about it, and embellished the fact that it was a virus and you could be infected with this virus. And common colds are common. That's why they call it the common cold. They exasperated the whole theme of the coronavirus, the common cold, coronavirus, same thing. And then because people perish for lack of wisdom, people perish for lack of knowledge. This has now been set loose across the planet, and now it has created a hysteria that has never been seen to the likes like this. Hitler would be proud today of his Fourth Reich that were able to contain the population of the planet without firing a shot, without having to install military industrial complexes all over the place to enforce the agenda. He would be so proud that they have been able to manipulate the fear factors to such a level that the concept of validating and substantiating goes right out the door. It's amazing. It really is amazing. I noticed something else about it. it's as almost as if the people you talk to or I talked to today were hypnotized. So that makes me wonder if they didn't get pulsed with a frequency. And maybe this is going on because, see, the frequencies has many, many functions. One of them could be to activate a pathology or an infection. The other thing, it can do is to create a program, voice-to-skull technology, and you're told, go buy, clean out the shell, buy. This is going to bring on, in the global level, high-cost, high-price food. We are going to be paying, after this sort of settles, at least 3 to 4 times more than what we're paying now. This is the way it is. This is how it is. They are now, and I had somebody talk to me the other day, and they were telling me that they heard after a couple months that things are going back to normal. I said, what is normal? I said, I doubt very seriously we're going to come back to these times that we think are peaceful and pleasant times. The agenda now is on. The elite have activated the agenda. It is now on. It's not going back. It's going forward. As a result of this going forward, okay, not backward, you have to come up with, the understanding of wherever you're going, whatever you're doing. And if you allow people to perpetrate the hysteria, when you go outside anymore, that's all you're going to feel. You're going to feel it because it's a mob rule. And if the frequencies are hitting the mob, that mob mentality is going to be amplified. And you have to understand, with mob rule, you cannot contain mob rule. The only way you can control mob rule is by force. Pure force. They know this. They've done a wonderful job. They've camouflaged the assault using a common cold, which right now throughout the world would be seeing some activity along these lines because of seasonal changes. What is it? I think Australia is going either into fall or winter. Maybe it's what they're in winter. We're going into a spring. So there is a distinction. And like I said, you would be amazed at the way people think. So you got to think they're being hit with frequencies. And now you have to understand how this is done too. See, when you're using their tech attaches itself to you in some form or fashion. It begins to collect information off of you, which then can be fired up into a cloud, which again can be retrieved by a server or a kernel. So now, as you, explore whatever you're exploring, they start collecting more and more information on you. Websites you go to, places you shop, places you eat, places you visit, places, when you see your parents. They know what you like shopping for. They know the colors or schemes you like shopping. They know all of that. They have personal, intermittent data on all aspects of you. Single, married, child, no child, it's all there. So like I said, they have manipulated this like a charm. Everyone's going to be going through the transitional changes, and so now people would get sick. Now they can push their agenda in regarding to vaccination programs. They can initiate the controls because of the credit system. I was just seeing something about China tonight. They got all these people on a credit system, and it's almost they made it like a game. These people are so childish over there. So, if I do this, I'll get this many points for behavior, and I do that, I get this many points for behavior. It's like, really? You have to be monitored? Communications is going to be another thing that everyone needs to sustain and maintain, because a lot of things on the internet are going to disappear. You know, that's coming. We are not going back. We're not going back to the good old days. That has never happened. What winds up happening is we get catapulted forward so that we can continue doing whatever we were doing. We're not going to go back. We're going to be going forward. We're going to be going to this, a stage of evolution that we may or may not agree with. Because people don't think, people don't listen. You know, it's just the way it goes. Like, I'm not talking about the people who are awake. I'm talking about those people who just don't listen. You know, a lot of you have come across people like this just in discussions, you know, and you realize they either don't know or they don't want to. We need to understand that this is what it is, this is the way it's going, and more disasters and catastrophes are going to make it across your media. And if you don't, figure ways to block this kind of thing, again, things can happen, things will happen. I'm getting hit with frequencies as I'm doing the show. It's really weird. Really weird. So, be aware of what's going on. Be totally aware. Like I said, you know, you go out, and as you go out and you see people in the state of hypnosis, they're under a frequency. When they're in the store, they just go a little zonkers. It's funny now, when you go into a store, nobody wants to talk to anybody, because of the mandate. We are, like I said, this is the goofy-itis, I would call it, where people are just being goofy and not studying, not reading, nothing, you know. And the deaths that they're talking about, it's questionable whether the number of people that have actually died have really actually died. So let me put a little bit of a recap here, just so that everybody kind of gets to just what I'm seeing. Telling everybody you got a coronavirus rather than a common cold. You embellish the fact that it's a virus that they can't test. It's a special virus. It's a super duper virus. A strain so different, so unique. And you embellish these facts. And then you provide a media forum where people can watch people drop dead from a supposed viral attack. And everybody then gets caught up in the media moment. That's why I call it the media moment. Okay? The media moment. See what the media shows you? You follow it. You get so into it. And you overlook common sense. So now you're in a mad panic because you got a coronavirus. Corona, 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 corona. And then you start obeying the rules that really are founded on nothing. Founded on absolutely nothing. The world is now in a tizzy because people don't read. They just look at the TV or the YouTube or the Daily Motion or whatever. And they hear somebody say something. Corona. Watch out for the corona virus. It's from Cyrus. And it's going to bite us because they told us so. Total stupidity. So we know that the coronavirus from 1965 was five strains, not one. And they called it the coronavirus, not COVID-19. Okay? Or Corona-19, or whatever the hell they're calling it now, 19. That is a very interesting concept everyone needs to pay attention to. don't assume anything when it comes to the media. The media will screw you over in a heartbeat. They don't care about you. They don't care about anything you have to offer. They are the campaign tool that the elite use to either prop you up or pop you down. That's it. There's no sanctimonial, whatever. That's all it is. And what you see on the television and on the YouTube that's portraying a TV channel, right off the bat, you need to say, I don't believe nothing. Nothing. I have watched Mr. Trump make a speech. I've watched our Prime Minister make a speech. Neither one of them do I really adhere to in regarding to how much fact I'm hearing. I don't blame Mr. Trump. He's just in a hard spot. He really is. He's running corporate America by corporate boards. So he has to appease them in any way, shape, or form, but it becomes at an expense of the general population. It always has been. Nothing's ever going to change. That's life. So when we're seeing, the propaganda going on in regarding to what is being displayed as this pandemonium, this pandemic. Oh, we are in need to protect ourselves from the pandemonium and the hysteria and the, pandemic, the fake pandemic. We've been saying that forever. Fake pandemic. I really was watching YouTube one day, and this guy went out with a bunch of vegans to eat. And he started wanting to talk about chemtrails. Oh, we don't want to hear about chemtrails. We're coming here to eat. And he couldn't believe it. He says, this stuff comes on your food. And he thought, what a bunch of fakes. So he kept on saying, well, there's a fake sky, fake sun, fake this, fake this. The new F word is going to be fake. Fake you. Fake right off. Why don't you go get faked? That's where we're at today. That is where we're at today. What the fake? Nobody reads. Pay attention. Pay attention. Pay attention. That's all I can tell you. Pay attention. Read correctly what you're reading. Pay attention to what you're watching. They took a cold. A phony, baloney, smoly, jolly cold. And they gave it the name coronavirus, which they called it forever. But nobody looked at the medical jargon or medical books on this thoroughly to see how it's all-encompassing in so many different countries. Can't digest it. You can't break it down. You can actually bypass and attach itself to the skeletal system. It can break down the skeletal system. It's what they've done. It's what they've done, and they don't tell you nothing. They're not giving you nothing. Just fear. Just fear and fear mongering. Just fear. Okay. Pay attention. Look at the details. Look at what's going on. Look who's talking, who's endorsing. Don't allow yourself the luxury to assume that whatever you're hearing on the television or the radio or even on the YouTube channels or on the Daily Motion channels or the Vimeo channels are accurate. People go up there and they talk about things that they have experienced or seen or whatever. And later on, they go out and purchase equipment so they can, modify these things some way or fashion. So like I said, same thing. When you're hearing all this stuff and they're trying to get embellishing with, we got to do this, we got to do that, we got to fly here, we got to fly there, or whatever. Don't allow yourself to be sucked into the media. It is a lie. Media has always been a lie. I don't care if it's a courtroom media. I don't care if it's some tele-sitcom media. It's all based on a lie. All of it. We have never had the real truth given to us in the last 60 years, and I assure you we're not going to see it anytime soon in the next 60 either, if we're still here. This that's going on the planet is just beyond belief. Beyond belief. Over a cold, they got everybody in a state of hysteria. They got everybody so overworked and so excited over a cold. Called it a coronavirus. Sounds like it's something, doesn't it? The coronavirus. Banana corona virus. It's coming to get you. It's after you. It's going to take you out. The coronavirus. See how they do that? I mean, I'm playing with you guys with this, but that's how they present what they present. That's how it comes off. You know, so like I said, pay attention. Pay attention to all the things you're around you. You may spot something just in somebody's grocery bag, believe it or not, that you think, wow, where did they get that from, kind of thing. You know, but everyone needs to understand that, you know, eventually there is going to be some kind of either high cost for food or some kind of rationing effect. And, you know, it's get ready for that. Get ready for the change that's coming. They were talking about change last year, but that had to, and it was coming, but it seemed like it had to get to 2020. Now we can see if those things are going to manifest, you know, if they're going to actually do anything. So, like I said, you know, we need to pay attention. We need to study. We need to not get sucked in to rope or dope. Oh, look, rope or dope. The banana corona virus. Don't get caught up with that kind of tone. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, tonight's show, oh, the news is going to tell you that we have had new outbreaks in Gigi land. We had 10 new outbreaks there. We had 10 new outbreaks in New Jersey. We had 10 new outbreaks in, you know, oh, it's a pandemic. Oh, it's spreading like wildfire. It's because everybody's already got a cold. And then you're sniffing and sniffing and sniffling, thinking all the time, is this a coronavirus? Is this a coronavirus? And if you go to the doctor to get checked up, they'll tell you you got coronavirus because you got a respiratory infection. Way it goes. We live in a world of bullshit, I gotta tell you. Total bullshit. And when we're looking at all the wonderful machinations they've done to us in the past, all the wonderful things that they have, you know, created for us, how they've taken us over, how they manipulate us, how they have designed in us the, I guess, the capacity to be deceived. We got to have brain damage. I was talking to somebody else tonight. I said we've got to be having brain damage, all of us, because we can't remember nothing. But that's why I say what I say. It's not because, you know, I'm special or anything like that. We can't remember nothing, and that's sad if we can't remember nothing, because the next generation won't know what to do with what's going on. Won't have a clue. That's the way it rolls. That's how it is. You know, that's what goes on. But we need to understand that everything that we're doing today, now, is going. It's not going back to normal. You know, I'm kind of repeating this. This is not going back to normal. And whatever normal is, whatever you think normal is, it's not going back to that. We are now in the game. It's on the move. It's going forward. You know, so they're going to embellish. And once they get done with this corona, banana corona, the virus, they're going to hit you with something else. They're going to come up with something else to shake everybody loose on the planet. Everybody. Causing major hysteria, causing major disruptions. We'll find out what now is going to transpire between China and the U.S. India is going to be involved somewhere, some way, somehow. People that are normally act as friends, again, may change. So these are some of the things you have to look out for to see that how people are changing through either mass hypnosis through the frequencies or through some of the programming through the television. But those devices are programming that use people. So be careful if you see something like that outside. Not worth the trouble to getting into an accident. Oh, let's see what I got here. I got a video on here as well where a guy talks about the financial control. Do you really control your money, or are you feeding it to the bank machine and the machine gets it all? See, when you talk to people about banking, stock markets and everything, like I said, it becomes funny. Not funny, mockingly, but funny because, again, nobody's paying attention. Nobody's paying attention. Okay, I'm trying to get you this picture, but apparently it won't take. Huh. Interesting. Anyway, I think I'm going to let it go at this point because I'm starting to lose it. I'm getting hit, and I may even sound ridiculous in some parts of this. Hope not. Anyway, check the links. And there is a psalm there, Psalm 91, for those of you who believe. Psalm 91 may be inspirational. And if you never read Psalm 91, even if you're not, involved in any form of religion, might not be a bad thing to read as well to help inspire and keep you safe and whole. All right, I'm always talking about helping people out, helping guys out that are out there. You got Aramac in Europe. You got Brian 396 on the West Coast. You got me here right kind of in the middle. Help them out any way you can. Look at their sites. Look at Brian 396's Nano Photo Gallery. Brian 396's data and research on nanobiotech. Look at Aramac and his channel. He's always putting new stuff up. Check him out. He's always, displays what we do here as well. He does the recording sometimes. So check him out. Help them out. Help them all out. All right. On that note, I'm going to let you go because, like I said, I'm kind of... It's been a long day, actually, and now I have to, I'm going to wind it down and call it a night. So anyway, until the next segment, like I said, stay informed, stay active, don't get, sucked in, that's something you don't want to do. All right, check out the sites. Oh, one more thing, I almost forgot. Okay, just in case the YouTube channel goes down and all those videos go down, then we'll sell them, we'll sell them as a result. So, or you can get a flash drive with all of them, whatever. So, if they do shut down the places where you can buy peanut butter, and they're saying it may take a while for that to come back, you can always reach me at 519-977-5351. This way, if you need something as well, let me know. If you call me and you're coming to the shop, again, let me know. I got to post a sign that, we have a limited amount of people coming in, but, and it's usually that way anyway. So, again, feel free to look at what's been said. Feel free to look at what's been written and feel free to what is biblical. okay, or truth, or the truth. All right, till the next segment, help those who you can, give them a hand, and as well as, you know, do what you can to help those guys out that are doing the jobs, sharing the truth with everybody. All right, till the next segment, to your health.